This is Rockstep Radio, the home of swing dance on the radio.
Good afternoon from Rockstep Radio. This is Kevin Leach. I'm at Wilton's Music Hall in London for Scott Cupid's book launch. Scott is the guy behind Swing Patrol in London. We've got a full interview with Scott that you can see online right now at rockstepradio.com. We're going to be dipping into what's going on the stage and hearing from some of the people taking part.
I know there's some of the public here and some dancers and some visitors from different places. So my name's Scott, and I'm very grateful that you've come to this unusually unique, hopefully, book launch where we bring the book to life through dancing, and you're very much part of that. So thank you very much. The way this is going to roll now is we have a shag couple, a special shag couple. That sounds strange. Rather than read from the book, I just want to tell you about them because Collegiate Shag's part of the section on the book. And the way I described it in the book is often, you know, Lindy Hop, as you've seen today, is sort of the mother of all swing dancers, and you mainly see Lindy Hop and you see pockets of Balboa and you see Charleston when the music's appropriate. You see some blues and so forth. Every scene you go to, there's one great shag couple. They're like the ambassadors of collegiate shag. And so in the collegiate shag section, I talk about teaching in Gloucester one weekend, and while there's a room full of Lindy Hoppers, there was this one couple dancing collegiate shag. And these beginners next to me, who I taught all day because it was Saturday night, they turned to me and said, "What's that dance?" And I said, "Well, that's collegiate shag, being danced well. You should watch that, because often in every scene, there's only one couple that does it really well." And I can see a lot of you nodding. It's just the most random thing. Anyway, so Jim and Nikki are very good friends of mine and very good friends of Laura's. And so they've come all the way from Gloucester just to show you and represent collegiate shag today. And they're very much part of the book. So thank you very much. Big round of applause, Jim and Nikki.
So it's Rockstep Radio. We'll be back with the action shortly. I'm joined now by the aforementioned Jim and Nikki. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Welcome to Rockstep Radio. So Scott was saying, whilst he was talking about the shag there, that there's always two guys, one couple on the dance floor, who are dancing shag, who are really good at it. And that's you folks. Why, Nikki?
Yeah. I mean, basically, we love the shag. We love the style of dance. We like, we love Lindy Hop as well. But the shag is our forte. It's what we specialise in. We teach it all over the country, which is great because there's really a good following for it now. People are getting really excited about it.
And in a place like Gloucester, there are enough people, are there? Because it's not like being in London where there's, you know, no end of people to call upon. You get plenty of people through the door.
Yes, we do. I mean, we've got a very large dance scene in our area.
Yeah,
in
fact, too large. Aren't they? Yes, yes.
It's very hard to find a slot to put a dance on because it's so busy. We actually teach in a small Cotswold town called Nailsworth, and that really is out in the sticks, but people travel from all over to come to
all
our around
the region to come to our classes, don't they?
Ah, right. So it's not about the people in the location. It's about the teachers and the people and the people coming from far and wide to come and find you. And you're not willing to travel, is that right?
No, we do. We get all over the place.
Yeah, we teach in Hull and Swinburne, yeah. Bedford, all over the place. Edinburgh, all over. Yeah. But no, people do come to you. We say we're in Gloucestershire. We had a guy travel down every week from Warwickshire. So yes, people do travel.
When was it, Jim, that moment when you thought, this is the dance for us?
Well, many, many years ago, there used to be a dance camp in Gloucester called Jumping at the Woodside. And we used to go to that religiously every year. And there was an American couple who used to come over called Rob Van Haren and Diane. And they did this dance and absolutely blew us away. And from then on, it was only a taster class they did. And every year religiously we were in there and we did it, didn't we?
We did. It was really good.
So I'm learning Lindy Hop. Have been for a couple of years now, and I've had a couple of shag tasters. And I must say, I haven't got the bug yet. So sell it to me. What is it about shag that should get me involved?
It's fun. It's fast. It's the energy. It's such a lovely, elegant dance. It really is. And to socially do it is absolutely fantastic.
Okay, and where, if people want to come and learn shag with you, and clearly they do, if there's room for them, where should they come?
Check out our Facebook page, Jim and Nikki Swing Bites, or our webpage.
But otherwise, if you can't find it in your area, we might know somebody in your area that's teaching it.
If there's enough of you, we might be willing to travel.
Yeah. There's always that. Yeah, people listening who are organising scenes around the UK, get in touch with these guys and you'll come and teach one-off lessons a weekend or whatever.
Definitely.
We also run a weekend ourselves in November. Called Swing Festival, because the styles of dance are faster.
Where's
so
that?
That's in Gloucester.
You see, you're not willing to travel. I knew it.
We're not teaching.
We're running it. So we've got international teachers coming over, some very popular ones for the Shag. And we do Balboa and Fast Lindy at this weekend.
And there's a few places left. Not many, but we've nearly sold out.
So getting quick.
It's the 6th to 8th of November.
Jim, Nikki, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Jim and Nikki, wonderful people, wonderful dancers, Collegiate Shag. So, this is the quick section where I need to thank a couple of people. Obviously, there's an acknowledgement section in the book, so I won't just go over it because obviously I needed to thank so many people. But first of all, this is a very spiritual home to us almost these days, Wilton's Music Hall. It's in the book, there's lots of photos about it. And so I'm so grateful to them because they don't usually have anything at the moment because they've got a massive Sting production behind there, the sets and everything. So could I just thank the Wilton's people for letting us sort of breaking the rules and coming. Now, so I'd like to thank all those involved in the book. And half of the people in the book are here today. There's models, Ben and Robin and Sophie and James and so forth. So there's massive photo shoots. Paula Ryan's on the back doing an amazing aerial. So there's just so many people that put Ellie here, the Balboa lady. So many of Londoners are part of the book in so many ways. And one of those people, of course, we had Jackie Small Publishing, which were a huge part of making this happen. I'll talk about them in a second. But I also needed someone that was a dancer and editor to understand the nuances. And so that was Joanna here, who was fantastic. So this is she's done an amazing job and helped me sort of correlate the two. Because as you can imagine, you know, it's a very sensitive thing to get the essence of Lindy Hop and so forth into a book while you're still doing the right thing in terms of, you know, writing well and so forth. So thank you, Jo. I was at Waterstones the other day and I said, the guy I met, these guys put me in touch with a guy and we've got a thing this week there. And I said, what do you do? And he goes, my job is to bring books alive. And I really liked the way he said that. And I thought, oh, that's exactly what we need to do with this book, bring it alive. And so that's why I decided after that not to read from it, but just use examples. And you'll see that a bit later on. So part of that is I just want to thank them now. There's 50 plus people here who are going to perform pretty soon in about 20 minutes. And they are so much part of the heartbeat of the community of London. And without that massive sort of love and passion that London scene has, I would never have been approached and gone on Dragon's Den. And then the publishing group would never have noticed me and called me up and said, we like what we saw on there. And so all this happens because I belong and I'm part of such an amazing scene and group of people. So I thank you, those who just bring that collective energy to this. I'm not going to get emotional. I'm just saying thanks. All right? All right. So anyway, like all of you, I have a mentor and his name is Roger. And he's in the book also because he was traveling around the world once with a friend named Janet. Girlfriend named Janet. Roger, can you come up? He's my mentor. He's the guy that he was my role model when I was a little beginner and I'd fly from Melbourne to Perth. And he got to Perth, there was no swing dance scene, and he started a whole scene. And as you might know, Annie Ryan and some of Paula Ryan, all these people learnt off Roger. And so he has had an impact. He's like the granddad of a lot of dancers here today. Did you like that? Exactly. Anyway. But Roger's a very special friend of mine, and it's really great to have you here because you've been a great mentor to me, and he's a wonderful dancer. Make sure you get him for a dance later. There was a great story. We were in Sydney once, and Frankie Manning was teaching, and Frankie got tired, and he actually turned round and he said, Roger, you'll be fine. Can you fill in for me while I watch? I can't. Because, you know, Frankie, when we worked with him, was very old. And so he filled in for Frankie while Frankie sat and watched, and I thought that was amazing. Do you remember that? Yeah, so that was terrifying for him, I'm sure, but we were all impressed. Anyway, so I want to do something a little different now because you can read the book. I could read out of it, but you can read the book. Laura Knight is my wife and also the art director, and she deserves as much credit as me because getting the photos together and making it beautiful like it is, could you imagine if I did it? And I apologize to those. Oh, it's not that funny, is it? I'd like to apologize to those who I just signed a book for. I know it looks like a chicken just walked across the page. I'm really embarrassed, especially to Bex and the couple of school teachers that came and asked me to sign their books. That was awkward. What I'm going to get now, though, is he's only going to ask three questions. He's going to take about 4 minutes. He's going to ask Laura a few questions about what it's like to be the art director of this book. So this is Laura Knight, the great art director.
Laura is so multi-talented. I mean, she does the DJ as well for tonight. It's, I think, hey. Well, what do I ask about the book? Now, for me, sometimes when I grab a book, and the first thing is you look at it at the cover, you go through the book, you know, you look at the pictures, and this is our first impression. But sometimes what we forget, I think, is how much effort that goes into it. And because it just goes in, the pictures and stuff. And so when I was looking through, I saw some old clips or old pictures, and I was just wondering, how do you get these pictures? I mean, do you buy them somewhere in a store, or do you go and ask the people that are in the pictures? Well, some of them are not alive anymore. How do you go about that?
Well, hello, everybody. Yeah, it was a mixture, actually. There were some really great photographers. We're really blessed in the scene to have incredibly talented people. So there were photographers that were already working in the scene whose photography I just loved, and they take great pictures of all the events that go on every weekend. So I wanted to use them, and I also wanted to use older images, which means trawling through photo libraries, and these things aren't always logically indexed, so you have to search all kinds of search terms to find the really, really good images. But yeah, it was quite an effort, actually, and it's quite a responsibility, because the dance means different things to everybody. So it was really important to me to try and get a mixture of photos from back in the day and photos that were modern and a good diversity of people in the photos. And Esther and I had some fun going backwards and forwards about what was a good image and what wasn't. And we tried lots and lots of images out. There's a big folder somewhere of the ones that didn't make it. But I hope you like the ones that did make it.
Well, that sounds a lot of work. Can you give us some ideas, you know, like, to me, it always like you work overnight while, you know, Scotty's watching football or something, and Laura is working hard and really tired, and, you know, Scott says, you know, keep on working, I'll be busy here. Can you give us some ideas on how much work goes into that?
It was a lot of work, and it took the project on rather... No, it's working very hard. Running a business. And I did it in my spare time, which those of you who know me know that's a funny concept. And there was a few all-nighters and a few whole weekers. And yeah, I mean, if you take it seriously, it's a lot of effort. A lot of work went into it, and we had quite a tight deadline. So we all worked really, really hard. It's hard to say in hours, really. I just stopped counting, but it took a really, really long time. There's lots of pages. Lots and lots of pages, and you have to get each one right. And kind of getting the balance of text and images isn't massively easy either. And again, there was just a lot of backwards and forwards, I think, between the whole team. There was a whole team of us that worked on it. So,
last question, right? And then you want to keep on doing things. The rights, you know, if you took a picture of me or something and be in there, how does that work with the rights? Do you own the pictures? Well, obviously you have to buy them, but how does that work with the whole acquiring of the rights to do that? Do you have to repay, or how does that work?
Well, when photos are taken and they're submitted to image libraries, there's generally a release form that the people in it have signed, or there's an agreement that those pictures will be used in a certain way. With the photographers, the new photographers, we did have to go around and get permission to use them and ask some of the people that were in them. And that was a very, that's a lot of admin that sort of happens behind the scenes, and lots of backwards and forwards. Sometimes with people who English isn't their first language, and you're like, do you want to be in a book? And they're like, well, what's the book about? And you sort of have to explain it. But everyone was really happy, actually, to be shown. And when they saw how the images looked in the book, they were really, really excited, because we tried really hard to choose images that we really felt captured some of the magic of the dance. So I think a lot of people were just really happy to be involved. And it was interesting going through some of the image libraries, because I was actually in constant dialogue with them, because what I found was there was a lot of archival images of the original dancers, but they hadn't captured their names. So a couple of the image libraries, I actually talked to them quite a bit, and they were really happy because I was able to identify people in the images and go a bit further with some of the keywords that they'd used, because what I found was you had to search jitterbug to find anything that was even vaguely related to Lindy Hop or Balboa or Swing. So yeah, we were able to get, there was lots of photos of Norma Miller, but her name wasn't mentioned. So updating some of those images with the names, I felt was something that was really important to make sure that people understand where this dance came from and who it was that took it forward.
Well, there's a lot of work that goes into a book with the artistic side. So next, I hope you appreciate too, when you look at the book, and especially about this swing book, that you acknowledge Laura. Well, thank you for doing all that for us.
Wife of Scott Cupid, dancer in her own right, and indeed art director of the book, Laura, hi, nice to see you.
Nice to see you. Are you enjoying yourself?
I am enjoying myself. It's so hot in here. Is it always this hot in here?
It's always pretty warm, yeah.
I arrived today and the radiators were on.
Oh, yes, that might. That doesn't always happen.
That wouldn't help, but it'd be even if the radiators are off, yeah. It gets pretty warm.
Pretty toasty. Yeah.
It's been a lovely afternoon. Are you happy? You think it's been a success?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, it's been a great thing for the whole community, actually. I think we've so many people are in the book and have been part of the process, so it's nice to all come together and have a bit of a celebration.
When I spoke to Scott yesterday, there seemed to be quite an element of guilt about the fact that you had the role of art director thrust upon you. Would you have it any other way?
Well, that's part of the...
That nervous laugh says yes. I'd rather not have bothered.
No. I enjoyed every minute of it. It was a lot of work. I think given the chance, I'd do the same thing again, definitely.
Did you not want your name on the front? I'd have asked for my name on the front.
No, I'm quite happy to remain in the inside cover. That's a good place for me.
Laura, lovely to talk to you this afternoon. And the good thing is, well, you know, you still, as a married couple, I guess you're going to see some proceeds from the book anyway. So it's, you know, it was worth putting that investment in.
Yeah, it was also a really enjoyable project, so I can't complain.
Finally, this never would have happened if I didn't get a phone call from a group called Jackie Small Publishing that do Kelly Hoppin's books and so forth. And I remember taking the phone call and then they saying, come and see us. And I was hugely flattered. I didn't know where this journey would go. The phone call came from Esther over here. And of course, Esther works closely with Jackie Small Publishing. So Jackie's going to say a few words, then we're going to have four or five tunes, and then you'll see some performances. So this is Jackie from Jackie Small Publishing, everybody.
I think Scott has said it all. I think that so many people have contributed to this book and also contribute to what he does. And I think that energy, that sparkle, that excitement is what we try to capture in the book. And I think we have. And I think Laura did work her socks off. And so did all of our teams, Esther, Zia, everybody in the office worked their socks off. And we're working our way around the country and around the world trying to persuade people to buy the book. So anybody you know that wants to buy the book, please tell them. But the biggest thank you really is to Scott, because of his energy, and he's such a lovely person to work with, as you can gather by the people that support him. And I'd really, if I had a glass, I'd raise it. But can we all raise our hands and thank Scott for amazing energy and also getting us all together and making everybody so happy. Okay? Thank you.
There's a great story that I thought needed to be in the book because it sort of highlights what can be achieved. And when the Gatsby era came out, there's a small group, Loz and my wife Laura and myself got together, and a group suddenly was formed called the Dixie Diners. And this was just March last year, and they called themselves the Great Adult Hobby Group. You know, they didn't take themselves too seriously. There was a couple of mums in there that were like having to get babysitters to be part of it. But suddenly, and Ashley was put your hand up, Ash is the head of the diners now. Anyway, quite incredibly, they decided to compete at the European Swing Dance Championships in the Team Roots section. I know some of you are sick of me bragging about it. And they were up against the Italians and the Swiss and the Swedes and the Koreans, and it was a very mighty field. And it was quite incredible. They never expected it, but they placed first. So they were the European Swing Dance Champions. So you can read about them here, all right? So it's in the book, and I hope it inspires people wherever they read it to get part of a troupe, because you can see the energy and the community focus and the hard work ethic.
We heard Scott there talking about the Dixie Diners. I'm joined by one of the Dixie Diners, Libby. Hi, welcome to Rockstep Radio.
Hi, how's it going?
Very good, thank you. Nice performance. How many times have you done that one?
Well, just the once in front of an audience.
That's a brand new routine, yeah?
Brand new, yeah. Well, for me it is, yeah.
Are you new to the Dixie Diners?
I am, very new. Just been in it for about 2 months.
Right. And the other guys, how long have they been going?
I think the troupe's been going for about 2 or 3 years altogether. So some of the diners are like originals. They've been there from the beginning. But yeah, we've got a few new troupe members. So.
Were you invited or did you ask?
No, they held an audition process. So anyone who was interested in joining came along, did some choreography, performed it, and then afterwards they called you back if you were successful, and yeah.
So what is it that made you want to be in an all-girl dance troupe?
I think watching the troupes perform at the Swing Performance Balls, especially like last year, the performance ball, seeing that, I just thought, yeah, that's where I want to go. That's what I want to do eventually. And it was a perfect opportunity to get involved. Yeah.
And you've joined, of course, since the big win. Have you got ambitions to do something similar?
Yeah, well, we're performing at the European Swing Dance Championships this year in about 3 weeks.
So you're invited back to perform as winners. Is that how it works?
Well, no. You just enter again, and hopefully we will win again.
Well, best of luck. Thank you for talking to us. Enjoy the rest of the afternoon.
Thank you.
So I just want to tell you a story because in the book it talks about Norma Miller. There's a whole section on the great lady, the only surviving member of Hell's a Poppin', and she came to London in February and we got to talk about them. One of my favourite stories this year was Norma. She's a very opinionated lady if you were there. I mean, she has strong opinions. She's slightly terrifying. But when she saw Brat Pack performing, she grabbed the mic and she said, "That's what I'm talking about. You got it. You got the spirit of Lindy Hop." Anyway, well done. This is Brat Pack. So I don't know if you can have the book jump out of the page, but we do talk about our jam sessions. Some of them are saying they should do it again because the music stopped. I don't know what the crowd is. Really? Should we do it again? All right, well, you have to make a lot of noise because it better be perfect this time. Ladies and gentlemen, Brat Pack.
Okay, we're joined now on Rockstep Radio by some of the guys who've been performing. Carol from the Brat Pack, good afternoon.
That's right, good afternoon.
And Michaela, who's a Skyliner, welcome.
Hi.
Michaela, you're also a teacher on Scott's team.
Yeah, I teach at Brixton Hill.
Do you do any teaching as well, Carol?
Yeah, I just started three weeks ago in Forest Gate.
And how is it working out for you?
It's been perfect, it's been brilliant. Really nice students, really great venue, so really great teaching partner. I teach with Maya. From Israel, so it's been really nice so far.
Be honest, when the music failed halfway through and then Scott said, "Let's do the performance again," did you think, "Yes, we get to do it properly," or do you think you're joking?
I could see why he did it. It's because with some of the jams just didn't work with the phrases that people were doing it them with. So I think for me, it wasn't a good idea, but for the troupe as a whole, it was perfect.
Good. Okay, well, there's a positive spin on that at least. Michaela, quite a lot of the teaching team are in the book. Are you in the book?
No, I don't think I made it. I haven't read the whole book yet. I think I did some hair modelling for one of the photo shoots, but I didn't make it in. I think the old school models, you know, from back in the day, 1940s, they look a lot more classy than I did in the photo shoot.
But Michaela has beautiful hands, so I can understand the choice.
Were you excited to hear that Scott's bringing a book out?
Yeah, I mean, I was excited to see what would be in the book, what like he would fit in, because obviously he's been dancing for what, like 16 years? so obviously
see, I thought it was going to be autobiographical, but when I interviewed him yesterday, I mentioned this, that, you know, it turns out it isn't. I said he should bring out an autobiography.
Yeah, I think he probably will, because, I mean, he's got so many interesting stories, and, you know, he's a natural-born storyteller, I'd say, but I guess he wanted to do it, kind of write a book to kind of launch, continue the launch of, like, the swing dance in the public sphere, in a way.
So, Carol, 15 years from now, we look forward to reading your book.
Yes, it might be about something completely different, but...
I like the fact that you're committed to writing a book of sorts.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, yeah.
Well, just need to work on the subject. Yeah, right. Right, yeah. Just need that title. Guys, lovely to talk to you. Enjoy the rest of the event.
Brilliant. Thank you so much.
This is Ben Cook, everybody. Basically, I needed a filler, but if you don't know Ben, Ben landed at Heathrow the same day as myself. And we were there with absolutely no idea about London or what to do 6 years ago. And I always think this, like, I just wouldn't be the same if Ben's not at the big events that we get to go. And I know when we got invited to dance at Downing Street, my first call was to Ben. Ben, you got to get out of teaching because it's not the same if you're not part of this crazy journey. Ben was there at the plinth, Buckingham Palace, all the crazy opportunities we've had in London. And we always catch up and we go, can you believe this ride when we landed? Because in the first 6 months, neither of us could pay our bills, neither of us could pay our rent. And we had to pretend to be positive. I'd ring him late at night and I'd go, how many students do you have? And he's like, two, we played pool. And I'm like, that's amazing, man. That's better than last week when we had no one. And I know over at my venue, I'd be like, oh, I had 10. We had a really great night. And it literally was like that the first year that we were in London. So Ben and I never take this for granted. And I appreciate that Ben's been on this journey since day one. Anyway, this is Ben, everybody. So, and of course, as you know, Ben is himself an international Lindy Hop champion, but what Laura loved about this collegiate shag spread was she said, it was so fun to watch Robin boss him around because Robin knows more shag than Ben. It was great. So anyway, it's very unusual for Ben to be in that position. So anyway, but thank you, Ben, for being part of the book. Right, can I just ask this? If you are in some way involved in the book as a model or one of the people that we've quoted or an editor or something, can you come forward? If you perform tonight, this afternoon, can you stand up and come forward a little bit? I just want to say, can we all give them a big round of applause? These are the heart and soul of this book and there's resulting in the book launch. Joanna, all our brats, our Skyliners, our Dixie Diners. And a big thanks to Sarah Beaton and Kitty, who have been managing this whole affair. Thank you guys up there. They're up there as well. They're all over the place. These guys have been so amazing. I can't thank you enough. And to Jackie Small and the team, thank you for coming. We really appreciate it. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the amazing team. And of course, from Gloucester, Jim and Nikki. And where's Roger? Is he out drinking? Roger Smidlin, thank you for flying in from Zurich just to be here. I really appreciate it.
So that about wraps things up for us today on Rockstep Radio at Wilton's Music Hall. To hear the full interview with Scott Cupid, go along to our website, rockstepradio.com.
You're listening to Rockstep Radio, playing endless jazz swing for Lindy Hoppers at rockstepradio.com.